Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Happy Monday. Welcome to Motivational Monday 88. Today we'll talk about how to stop shooting yourself. So I see it a lot amongst entrepreneurs where they have those thoughts, oh, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I would be doing this if I only had time, or I could be doing this, but I'm doing that, and so on, okay? And what I see is that this type of thinking wastes a lot of time, wastes a lot of energy, and has a tendency to diminish self-confidence and diminish the certainty that what you're doing is the right thing. Okay. And what I think about when I think about all the shoulds and woulds and coulds, what it really boils down to is these are unmade decisions. Okay. When you grow your business, when you run your business, there's tons of opportunities and information going your way all the time. Because your goal is to grow, your brain keeps looking at the ways you can grow faster, better, simpler, and so on, right? Therefore, it brings up your own ideas, what you could be doing different, better, or whatever. You listen to advice that's out there, whether it's on internet, whether it's amongst fellow entrepreneurs or any other people who have opinion about what you could be doing, should be doing, and so on. And all that information comes to your brain. And the shoulds and woulds are all those ideas that you haven't decided on whether you're going to do it or not, okay? And when you leave them undecided, it creates an open loop in your brain. When your brain keeps thinking about it, keeps using up time and energy saying, should we do it or not? Or maybe we should do that. And it might be nonstop, or it might be, you know, you think about one thing once, and then 2 weeks later, you're thinking about it again because the situation popped up and so on. So think about, again, how much time and energy and anxiety it can cause. So how to prevent it is to actually make decisions about those things, right? Either if I have an opportunity coming my way and my brain starts considering it, either I make a decision, yes, I'm going to do it. Here is when, here is how I'm going to go about it, create time, put it in my schedule and so on, or no, I'm not going to do it. And why? Anytime you make a decision, you want to be very clear why you're deciding this way, whether it's a yes or a no, but you want to be clear. You don't want it to be a maybe, sometime, and so on. It's either yes and when, doesn't have to be right now, and why, or no and why. And even if down the line you will reconsider it, at least for now, your brain is at peace. When we make decisions, our brain is at peace and can move on to action, for example. Now, those decisions don't need to take a lot of time, and they will actually create more time for you when you make them right away. And they can be very quick depending on what you're deciding. It can take 3 seconds to an hour or whatever, right? Now, what will allow you to help, or what will allow you to make better decisions? I actually have 2 longer episodes of Diamond Effect podcast I want to refer you to. So go to whatever platform you're listening to podcasts on, find Diamond Effect and subscribe for it, and find these episodes. Episode number 27 from January last year, 2022, in Making Effective Decisions. And then episode number 59 from August 2022, that is talking about how to set up your business for success, where I talk about certain foundations that when you set them up, they can act as filters for your decisions and allow you to make much faster, effective decisions as well, okay? And look out for the episode that is coming up next week. So I think it's March 24th. That will be about all or nothing thinking and how to avoid it. So a little bit more on the topic that I'm talking about today. All right. You have some challenge to do, some homework. Listen to the episode. Start making those decisions. Avoid unclosed loops in your brains, and it will save you a ton of time, energy, and it will give you more motivation to actually progress in your business and take steps to grow it faster. Happy Monday. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.